What was the best part of the pilot flying a helicopter up Mount Everest? The fact that it wasn't me up there. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast that can take you almost anywhere. I'm Brady. It's Tuesday, May 14th. Today in 2005, test pilot Didier Del Sal took a helicopter where a helicopter had never gone before, the summit of Mount Everest. There had been talk for decades about a helicopter visit to the top of the world's tallest mountain, but most helicopters don't spend a lot of time at high altitude. And for good reason. Helicopter rotors essentially allow the craft to float in the air, which requires air. When you're up that high, there's just a lot less air on which to float. In 1996, a military helicopter pilot from Nepal, Madan KC, had made a series of successful flights onto Everest, but one, those weren't to the summit, and two, they were made to rescue climbers who were in such bad shape and in such urgent need of medical care that the authorities essentially threw caution to the wind. Oh, and speaking of wind, it's extremely windy up high in the Himalayas. Still, by the mid-2000s, Didier Del Sal was convinced that technology had improved enough that he could probably take a helicopter all the way to Everest's summit. He spent about a year making test flights into high altitude and working on getting permission from Nepal's government to make the attempt. In April 2005, Del Sal's team had flown the helicopter in parts to Kathmandu, where they reassembled it. A sandstorm badly damaged the hangar they were using, but fortunately the helicopter itself was okay. When the team got to Everest, Del Sal ended up flying a rescue mission of his own to aid two trekkers, and then at last he was able to make his own bid for the summit. To give himself as much leeway as possible, he'd cleared as much weight out of the copter as he could. He pulled out the passenger seats and even went on a diet himself. He said the hardest part of the flight was the summit landing. He was so high up and there was so little to land on that he couldn't really see the top of the mountain. Del Sal touched down for just shy of 4 minutes. It had to be at least a 2-minute landing to count. And then he was back on his way down. Del Sal made the same flight again the next day, partly to prove that it was repeatable, and partly because it looked like at that time as if his data recorder hadn't tracked the first one. They found out later the tracker actually had worked fine. Plus, they had video of the entire trip, video that really defies description. You should probably check it out for yourself. We've got a link at coolweirdawesome.com. Climbing Mount Everest can be very dangerous, especially for the Sherpas who make multiple trips to haul supplies and climbing equipment up and down the mountain. Outside Magazine reported on some recent test flights of cargo drones. The idea is that the drones can fly all the gear over the treacherous parts of the mountain and leave the climbers to, you know, climb. I'm Brady. Hope your day isn't too steep of a climb. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.